Hello, people. Welcome back to another video by your good friend, Chad Marco, the big Anarchy. Make sure you guys check out my other social media and let's talk. So this video is called, I am more than likely going to die a virgin. Oh, now this isn't a bad thing, but I've been thinking about it. And I guess even going back to my 20s and maybe earlier around that time, I figured it was a possibility, but never as much as I feel so now. Now I really feel strongly that it is definitely a strong possibility that I'm going to die a virgin. I would put it at about 70-30, 75-25. That's why I say more than likely. Because I'm looking at all the factors, right? All the filters and barriers and walls. And I'm like, yo, it ain't no way. There is no way that I'm going to lose my virginity without some sort of miracle. It would be a miraculous event if I lost my virginity. And so in this video, I want to go over like most or as many of the walls and barriers that stand in the way of me losing my virginity. And I want to start this off by something that's it's kind of funny. It's what my friend said years ago when I might have been around like 21, 22. But it's so funny that he said this because this is true. And this is the only reason why I give myself any chance whatsoever, but it's a small chance. But he said that the only way that you're going to lose your virginity is if your music blows up or if you became famous or something like that. And him saying that, now you might think that that was an insult. You might think that that was him putting me down, saying that I couldn't get it any other way, but that was him knowing me. That was more so him knowing how I am and knowing that I'm not going to compromise, lower my standards, or put in any effort. And he understands that me not doing that is going to almost ensure that I die a virgin. And that's why I say that I didn't feel it as much as I feel it now, because during that time, during my early 20s, I knew that was my protocol. I knew that was my procedure. I knew I wasn't going to do shit. But there was always that possibility that something just might happen. And now I have a long data set, right? My whole 20s. And when I look at it, it's like, yo, at best, I had sporadic moments of like choosing signals and shit like that, but never anything that would give me confidence that I have a strong chance of losing my virginity. And even now that I'm older, it's gotten even less likely, right? And so again, why am I more than likely going to die a virgin? And so let's start with some of the, like one of the most obvious things, right? So I'm not genetically gifted. I'm not an attractive man. And I know what people might be saying, Chad, you're handsome, you're fit, this and that. That shit does not matter. That doesn't matter. There is a difference between being handsome and attractive. When I say attractive, I mean in a literal sense, right? What is the root word of attractive? It is attract. What does it mean to attract? That means that based on what you are, what you do, you attract. Things come to you, right? Like moths are attracted to light, flames, fire, things like that. The fire doesn't have to chase the moth. The moth is attract. You see, and attractive men attract women. I'm not an attractive man. I don't attract women. That doesn't mean that I couldn't get one, but I don't have like attractive genetics. I don't have attractive ability. I don't have the ability to attract women like some guys do. So that is an obvious one, but that's most guys, right? Most guys don't have that. So that's not really saying much. I don't have attractive traits. So that's going to be a bit detriment too. Next, I'm not willing to put in the effort. Now, this is another big one, maybe even the biggest one, because it's kind of like what I said in this older video when I was talking about, I think the video was called The Truth About Going Your Own Way. And I think the overall point that I made in that video was that regardless of what we might say about female nature, modern dating, this and that, the bottom line is when guys go their own way, when guys are vocal, monk mode, whatever, what it comes down to is that we don't want it bad enough to try or to take the risk or to make the compromises. That's just what it is. When you want something bad enough, 2%, 1%, 5% chance doesn't matter. You'll go for it. We don't want it bad enough. I don't want it bad enough. Whenever I end up in those situations, and I talked about this in the That Feel With No Girlfriend video, when I end up in those situations where I see a girl I like, it's the same shit. I see her, I like her. Wait a minute, dating is this, that, and the third. Fuck that, not gonna do it, right? I don't want it bad enough to go through that shit. So I don't have the drive or the compulsion to put in effort when it comes to dating and sex, right? I can like girls, crush on them, masturbate, but as far as actually asking girls out, taking dating apps seriously, like, you guys know I did the Duolicious video and whatnot, but again, that was in jest, that was for the content, wasn't really a big deal. But as far as putting in serious effort, more than likely just not gonna happen. Because, you know, recently I had asked out Iris, right, who we have in the podcast, the lovely Iris. And I thought about it. I was like, yo, Iris is the only girl I asked out since the third grade. Right. So just look at that. From third grade to this year, I've only, and even then in the third grade, I didn't ask that girl out. I gave her a cookie. But those were like the only two instances in my life where I really even tried to get a girl. And with the whole Irish shit, I didn't even believe that I would get her anyway. But this is the other reason why I'm more than likely going to die a virgin, because I am completely unwilling to lower my standards, which again is really just saying I don't want to fuck fat women and I don't want to date or have sex with someone I'm not attracted to. And the reason, this is probably one of the most important ones, and maybe I'll make a separate video about this because this is really important. I realized this. Do you guys understand how abnormal it is for men to have standards? Because we sort of live and exist in our own bubble. Guys like us, guys on R9K, like, we're kind of different. Like really, a lot of us, we're different from other guys because we, whether we would admit it or not, we would rather be alone. We would rather be virgins than compromise on our beliefs as far as like the kind of relationship that we would have. You see guys who are like, I would never date a non-virgin, or I wouldn't date a woman of a certain race, whatever. And it's not about whether or not you agree with that. I'm just saying that's what I see a lot of. You have to understand, it's really abnormal for men to have standards. And for us to be sitting here and saying, I'm not going to fuck fat bitches, I'm not going to have sex with single moms, I'm not going to, like, you really don't realize, like, how hard you're going to make life, not life, but dating for yourself when you do that. Like, it's kind of like when I go to Walmart, and this is just as an example, you know, we have these illegal immigrants that come into the country, and most of them are men. But when I see the couples, I mean, and again, I'm not trying to be nasty, but the guys will look like, you know, Mexican men tend to be like shorter or whatever, but they'll look like stocky construction worker types, right? Like, not ugly dude, like, they look like fit, just like fit working men. And their wives are just completely wives or girlfriends, whatever, I find them to be completely unattractive. Like, they're shaped like apples. They don't have butts. They got more gut than butt. They got the moon face. They like, they're just, right? But I see that all the time. I'm like, bro, like, this is normal. This is what normal men do. normal men pair up with fat, apple-shaped, moon-faced women. And I'm just using the illegal immigrants as the example here, because I see it so much. But this applies across the board. You know, when you go out to, just go out to Walmart, go to the store, whatever. Look at how many guys are paired up with women that you would never want to give a chance. And also, think about how many guys settle for things like single moms or whatever, or guys, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that we have high standards. I don't buy into that bullshit. But we have to understand how debilitating it's going to be for your dating life to even have reasonable and moderate standards. And so the other thing too, and I think this is important, and I talked about this a bit in the 32-year-old virgin video, and that is the fact that I am now a 32-year-old virgin. And you know, I've always had different things that would have made girls not like me or not be attracted to me. And now that I'm in my early 30s, that's just another reason for a girl not to like me. So just imagine I meet a girl and she does like me, but she's like 22, 23. And then, you know, I tell her I'm 32. That could be a turnoff for a lot of girls. A lot of girls, because I know we talk about age gap relationships and this and that, but a lot of times these examples are like high value men, celebrities, or guys with money, sugar daddies, shit like that. Not like like regular neat ass nerdy motherfuckers like me. Right? And so that's just another reason. So, and I don't know this to be sure, but this is just an example that comes to my mind. I remember there was a girl in my town and I felt like she was kind of choosing, right? And that could be my delusions, my virginal delusions, whatever. But because she would always talk to me when I would go into the store where she worked at. One day I remember she told me, "Why do you keep calling me ma'am? I'm probably younger than you." And then she asked how old I was. I told her I was 32. She was basically surprised that I was like 31 or some shit like that. Then I was 31. And because she thought I was like 25 or something like that. And I remember after that conversation, she stopped giving me as much attention after that. And again, it could be virginal delusions that I thought she was choosing. But that just stood out to me. And then I remember like just certain points in my life where I've heard girls like, all right, just being real, I've never heard of a girl that's like in her early 20s or whatever talking about how they want to date guys my age. I know that it happens, but me personally, whenever this conversation comes up in real life, when I hear it, it's always a no. I've never heard a girl say that's what they want, that's what they like. It's always a negative. And so I think when we talk about like age gap relationships, older guys dating younger women, most of the time, the exception is going to be for guys who are well-established, probably were attractive when they were younger anyway, celebrities, whatever. And obviously that's not me. So that's another reason why. And the reason why I say that, because people will say, well, Chad, you could date women who are 25, 27, 30. Here's the problem. Right? You guys know I'm not dealing with no single moms. There are as far as I know, I can only speak from my demographic, my environment, where I live. I don't live in fucking San Francisco, California, where white women are freezing their eggs. I live in the black community. Ain't no egg freezing over here where I'm from. Where I'm from, and what my demographic is primarily going to be African American women. Attractive, I mean, let alone, I mean, you can say in general, but definitely decent looking, attractive African American women do not reach the age of like 25, 26, 27, and do not have kids. And so this is why I say that my age is now like one of those big barriers, because I'm more than likely, I'm not going to date a woman that got kids, which is going to eliminate women closer to my age. And so that leaves younger women, but then younger women are, I mean, never mind the fact that I'm me, right? But younger women and all my problems, right? But younger women are going to be more turned off about the age. It's more likely that it's going to be a negative than a positive. It's more than likely that it's going to be a reason for them to reject me than to accept me. So that's another big one. The fact that I've simply just aged into the point of damn near no return. I can't date the women my age because they are going to have kids. And I can't date the women younger than that because more than likely they're not going to want to date an older guy like me. Also, I'm just a crazy motherfucker. And when I say a crazy motherfucker, I would do shit that most guys would never do. And I've said these before, but if I ever met a girl, I'm going to tell her that I'm a virgin. I cannot help myself. It is my instinct to do this. I want her to know. I need her to know. And we all know how much girls tend to dislike adult male virgins, especially when my age, my Lord. And again, I know it sounds crazy, but for me, it's more important to amuse myself by telling her I'm a virgin than to get laid, right? That's how much I care about getting laid. I'd rather laugh at telling her that I'm a virgin and seeing her reaction than sealing the deal. But that's me and my madness. Also, I'm definitely going to tell her that I have a small dick. There are just certain things that I know I'm going to do that are very likely to sabotage any chance that I have of this girl. Even if she's like, I'm going to tell her something, right? I can't help it because I'm so ready to die a virgin that I can do stuff like that. Like, it's more important for me to amuse myself by saying these things than to seal the deal. And that's another big reason why I'm more than likely just going to die a virgin. Another big reason why I think is highly likely that I'm going to die a virgin, girls perceive me as being goofy.
Ready, fight.
Come on.
Going.
March. Watch out. Move. Knockdown. 3.1.
Now, this is outside of the realm of the physical. This is now like a personality issue. Now, when I say goofy, I'm not saying that to put myself down, but we all know that nowadays goofy is considered to be like an insult or something like that. And girls have never been known to like goofy guys. And I talked about this when I made that video, why I give girls the ick. I think that's what it was called. And, you know, when you look at how girls reacted to me on like the Pineapple Show, that was a good example of what I'm talking about here. And it's funny because recently I saw an old friend of mine, right? So I was coming out of the store and I didn't see him at first, but then he called out to me and he was sitting beside a girl, like a female friend of his. And so, you know, of course, we were like, hey, what's up, Dr. Mutt and whatnot. And then so he was introducing me to her. And what's so funny about this interaction was that she immediately identified me as being goofy. Right. Now, she didn't say it in a mean way, but I'm telling you, this girl, she had just met me for like less than a minute. And what she said was basically that she could tell that me and him had history and chemistry as far as like our friendship. And she said that I can tell that he is the goofy one and he brings the goofy out of you. And she was 100% correct, because the friend, you know, he's that type of guy, depending on the people he's around, you know, he'll act tough or he'll act more serious. But when he's around people like me that grew up with him, that know him, he tends to loosen up a bit. But I found it so funny, bro. This girl knew me for not even a minute, and she immediately picked up on the vibe, right? And again, to be fair, right, my facial expressions, my energy probably didn't hide that fact very well anyway. But still, that's how girls perceive me. Girls see me as being goofy. And girls typically, from what I know, don't like goofy type of guys. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying that to put myself down. I like my personality. I've always embraced my energy. And if people perceive that as being goofy, that's fine with me. But I just know that that type of behavior, that personality type tends to not be attractive to women. So that's going to be another big problem right there. There, I pretty much just listed what I think are the major reasons why there is a good chance that I could die a virgin. And I think that the thing about me is that if you look at me from a certain angle or a certain perspective, you could see the potential to get laid, to get a girlfriend. But I think, again, it's at certain angles. Like, just for instance, the small dick thing, right? You could say, Chad, you know, there are guys out there with a small dick that get laid, right? You could say there are guys out there that are goofy, that get laid, that get girls. There are guys out there that are virgins that get laid. There are guys who don't really try, but girls ask them out, or they got lucky and found a girlfriend without having to put in a lot of effort. There are guys out there who, you know, what, everything that I listed, you could find a guy who got lucky or found a way. But when you put everything together and say, okay, this is the guy that has to get laid, this is the scenario that has to happen. That's why I think that it's very unlikely that I'm ever going to lose my virginity. And really, it all starts with the lack of effort, though. Everything starts there. I'm not going to be that guy that's at cold approaching hundreds of girls. You know, in my 32 years of life, I've only asked out or made an effort two times, like with two girls, right? Third grade, I forgot her name, and 31, Iris, right? That was it. So based on that pattern, that is the amount of effort I've been willing to put into it up until this point. And that's not going to win you any games there. And so it starts there. So first off, I have to be lucky enough that a girl is going to either pursue me or make some kind of move on me to where I can easily just kind of pivot in place to feel comfortable enough to flirt back or ask her out. Again, I've been alive for a while at this point, and that has not happened very often. It's damn near never happened. I think it only happened like once. And then it's like, okay, if that happens, then the girl still has to deal with those other things that I listed, right? What happens when she finds out I have a small dick? What happens when she finds out I'm 32? What happens when she finds out this or that? Or let's say, okay, now we're going to have sex, but we got to get tested, right? That's a smart thing to do. Find out she got fucking herpes or some shit like that. I'm just saying, like, there are so many things have to go right in order for me to get laid based on my lack of effort, based on my lack of attractiveness, and based on my standards and what I would want from a girl, that it's so unlikely. And I don't see how people can deny that. When you look at everything as a whole, everything that I listed, you got to find a girl that can stomach and deal with all that. A guy that's not going to chase her, doesn't want to get married, is a virgin, got a small dick, isn't tall, has a goofy personality, doesn't have a lot of money or anything like that. All these things have to be looked past or something. And it's like, when you look, it's like what I said earlier, an average girl, a girl that's a 5 or a 6, has immensely more value than me. For what reason would she deal with me? Why? I have nothing to offer. I have nothing to offer a decent looking woman that she couldn't get from somewhere else without my bullshit or the things about me that girls don't like or wouldn't like or whatever. They can get 10 times more from other guys. So again, it's just like, why? The only way I would lose my virginity, it would be one of two scenarios. The first being the miracle, right? The miracle that the stars align, the heavens open, and I'm able to somehow get a girl to basically pursue me, not be turned off by all of my red flags and all of the things that girls typically perceive as being negatives in a guy. And also, she has to be up to my standard as well. Again, think about that. Very unlikely. Or I would have to status max to the extreme, right? And I talked about this way back in the How to Be a Neat days, that I think I made a list of what's most important when it comes to getting girls. I think it was like money, look, status, you know, basically a list listing those things, right? And I think I put status number one, because status just does all the work for you. And that's why my friend said what he said all those years ago, because he understood that. And I agree that I think at this point, that's pretty much the only way, because I don't care enough to really put in any sort of significant effort to compromise or lower my standards. And so if that's not going to happen, and of course, girls don't give a fuck about me to pursue me, obviously. So that's not going to happen more than likely. And so it would have to be my status going up dramatically. And even then, you're chasing the 5-3-1% chance of being a successful content creator, you know, getting that blue check mark. But if you do, and we see it all the time, man, like the reason why I list that as one of the only possibilities is because I've never seen a guy reach that level of like internet fame or success and not get a girlfriend from it. I've never seen it. Whether you look at that guy, I forgot his name, but he went viral for making that video about never having a girlfriend. Got a girlfriend after going viral. You look at a fat piece of shit like Boogie, and the fact that he was able to get relationships through his status. Guys like DJ Academics. I mean, it is what it is. When you get that blue check mark, when you become e-famous or whatever, the girls just come regardless of who you are, what you are. Everything I listed about myself would mean nothing. Right, absolute goofy, broke. I could even be broke and it was still right. Goofy, broke, short, small dick, don't want to try, no effort, don't want to get married, virgin, none of that shit would matter if I had the status. But again, you're chasing the 3% chance of that actually happening. So that's why I said, and I think earlier I said, what, my chances were like 70-30. It's actually more like 90-10, I would say. now that I've made the video, I've, you know, talked my shit, I see it more clearly. I think it's actually like 90-10, right? But this isn't a bad thing. I'm prepared for that fate. But, you know, it is quite remarkable, though, when you think about it. When you put everything as far as like who I am into perspective, it's like I said, you look at me from a certain angle, I don't seem that bad. But when you line up everything that has to go right in order for me to lose my virginity, I'm actually probably, I don't know if I say like the most unattractive guy in the world, but because at least half of it is my own lack of effort and my own standards, right? That's why I wouldn't say it like that. But when you combine that with the traits that I have that are generally seen as unattractive, there is very little hope. There is very little hope or chance that I will actually lose my virginity. As based and awesome as I am, it's like I have all the right elements to maintain and hold on to my virginity for life with ease. But I hope you guys enjoyed that video. What's your opinion on this? Do you think Chad Marco is going to die a virgin, or do you think the heavens will spill open and a miracle will happen someday in the future? I would love to hear your opinion. So I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I will see you later. Johnny.